This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today asserted that the abeyance of the Indus Water Treaty will greatly benefit the farmers of Jammu and Kashmir, Rajasthan, Haryana, Punjab and some parts of Himachal Pradesh. The minister said this while interacting with different groups of farmers in New Delhi from across the country. Mr. Chauhan emphasized that a comprehensive strategy on the utilization of this water will be made in the future to ensure maximum benefit for all. Mr. Chauhan called the suspension of the Indus Water Treaty a historic decision. He said providing water to Pakistan is unjust to Indian farmers.
बगलिहार एक परियोजना है जिसे पाकिस्तान गाद नहीं निकालने दे रहा था हमें मिट्टी जमा हो जाती बांध भर जाते हैं इसी समझौते का बहाना बना के लेकिन अब सलाल बांध और बगलिहार बांध दोनों से पानी निकाल के हमने गाद निकालने का काम शुरू कर दिया पाक धारदागिरी करता था सिंधु जल समझौता है गाद भी नहीं निकालने देंगे अब गाद तो क्या एक बूंद नहीं छोड़ेंगे हमारे चार पांच राज्य हैं जम्मू कश्मीर से लेके राजस्थान हरियाणा पंजाब हिमाचल का भी कुछ हिस्सा आएगा सारी संभावनाओं पर विचार करके और कैसे भारत के किसानों के हक में हित में इस पानी का उपयोग किया जाए उसकी योजना बनाई जाएगी
The union minister also interacted with the representatives of the farmer groups and took their suggestions over the Indus Water Treaty. Addressing a press conference, Mr. Chauhan said that a nationwide campaign, Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan, will be launched from the 29th of this month and will continue until the 12th of June. The campaign aims to create awareness among farmers about modern technology and new seed varieties. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri today briefed the Parliamentary Standing Committee on the current foreign policy developments regarding India and Pakistan. He briefed the committee, headed by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor, regarding Operation Sindoor and subsequent ceasefire announcement with Pakistan. This was the first time a top government official briefed a parliamentary panel on foreign policy developments after the Pahalgam terror attack and India's retaliatory action against terror sites in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today launched the new Overseas Citizen of India OCI portal in New Delhi today. The new portal will provide enhanced functionality, advanced security, and a user-friendly experience for the existing over 5 million OCI cardholders and new users. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the new OCI portal, which was launched by Union Home Minister Amit Shah in New Delhi today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that with enhanced features and improved functionality, the new OCI portal marks a major step forward in boosting citizen-friendly digital governance. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today met Foreign Affairs Minister of Netherlands Caspar Welkamp in the Hague in Netherlands. In a social media post, Dr. S. Jayashankar said that he had wide-ranging discussions on deepening the bilateral partnership of both the countries and engagement with the European Union. He also appreciated Netherlands' strong condemnation of the Pahalgam attack and support for zero tolerance against terrorism. Dr. Jayashankar added that he also exchanged views on the global situation in an era of multipolarity. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that a robust judicial system is quintessential for survival and blossoming of democracy. Addressing a book release function in New Delhi this evening, Mr. Dhankar said, "Investigation all over the world is the domain of the executive and adjudication thereof is the domain of judiciary." Union Sports Minister Mansukh Mandaviya inaugurated the first ever Khelo India Beach Games at Gogala Beach in the Union Territory of Diu. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Mandaviya said, "Under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi, several steps have been taken to promote sports in the country. More than 1,000 athletes from across the country will take part in the games that will culminate on Saturday." The Inter Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert warning for Karnataka to predict very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall during the next 2 days. IMD has also issued a red alert warning for Karnataka and adjoining areas of Tamil Nadu, Konkan, Goa and Maharashtra to get very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall during the next 3 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.